One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the LWM Basement Comedy Show. This Sunday, October 5th, in our basement. You can come over and hang out and watch it live, or you can listen live on LWMradio.com. We're going to have Tom Nelson, Eric Brewer, Chad Weaver, and Lindsay Brigadier there. All of them have been on this show before. Guess
they have.
They've been funny.
Yeah.
And they're going to be here telling jokes. Plus, we'll have Stiletto and Acoustic Bob.
Which you'll hear right after the intro.
Yeah, shows this Sunday at 8 o'clock. Now, check out the intro.
Song. Summer's gone, carry on, I'm a ghost in the dawn. I was lost on the airplanes, I was high on the fast trains. My heart was a bird in a small cage, and I was drunk on the radio waves. I was drunk on the radio waves. Just hanging on. So many chances have come and gone. Walk through the snow to a bar where there's no one to know. Drink slow with nowhere to go. And when I leave, I'll be singing this song. Summer's gone, carry on. I'm a ghost in the dawn. I was lost on the airplanes, I was high on the fast trains. My heart was a bird in a small cage, and I was drunk on the radio waves. I was drunk on the radio waves. And all this time passed me by, trapped here waiting. Sometimes the truth is hard to find, and I was scared of changing. What will it say on my snow-covered grave? He had it all, he let it all just slip away. Walk through the snow to a bar where there's no one to know. Drink slow, drink slow with nowhere to go. And when I leave, I'll be singing this song. Summer's gone, carry on, I'm a ghost in the dawn. I was lost on the airplanes, I was high on the fast trains. My heart was a bird in a small cage, and I was drunk on the radio waves. And I was drunk on the radio waves.
Woo! Woo! How you doing today, Paul?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Thanks, Bob. That was awesome.
Acoustic Bob. Round of applause.
That was a good idea with the whistle.
Thanks for clapping, Chase.
I like that. He whistled.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry for calling you out.
So anyway, it's National Podcast Day.
Oh, my God. Good thing we're podcasting. We're celebrating.
Before we get on that, we're doing a comedy show in the basement.
Yes, we are. You might have heard it at the beginning.
And we're sitting down in the basement right now. That's where we're podcasting from today. We're in studio. What is this?
Dungeon. Studio D.
Because it is the dungeon. That's the venue name, right? What?
Which episode is this?
This is episode 52.
Holy shit! We're hitting the year mark, boys.
It's our birthday.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is.
Actually,
wow. October 2nd, I believe, is our actual birthday. Three days after.
That's our birthday party.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're all invited,
and there's going to be
gifts.
We're like, the way we set it up, we have this like we have this nice ambiance with like Christmas lights. You should plug in the Christmas lights.
I didn't want to blow a fuse.
why are we podcasting right now without Christmas lights? This is the question I want to know. Anyway, we got the room set up all ambient. And then we're going to be broadcasting the show live on LWMradio.com, right, Paul?
The ambience of that is great.
So. Yeah, I'm really digging recording right now.
You're
a lot
turn
better.
That off.
You're gonna turn the big light off, Paul? Is that what you're doing? Oh, we are getting real ambient in here.
It does actually. It looks nice right now. It's very ambient.
The only thing off is the spotlight. you're turning it on. What are you doing?
If I could reach,
Paul. There he goes. Okay.
I wish you could all see this.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm glad I turned everything on for the podcast.
Well, we feel
all you listening now can feel or hear how it sounds.
We feel better now. It's National Podcast Day,
and we're podcasting.
And what I want to say is, on LWMRadio.com on Sunday, you'll be able to listen to the show that we're gonna have.
Right.
Right.
Live.
Comedians will be telling jokes in my basement, and you'll be in your home with the TuneIn Radio app, getting on the radio and listening to it like a radio program.
Yeah, we're showcasing all of our acts.
And then the plan is to release the show later, too, as like a premium podcast.
Yeah, we're going to put it out on vinyl. Put it on wax.
Anyway, it's National Podcast Day today.
Happy Podcast Day, everybody.
We have Chase here today. What's your last name, Chase?
Ogerman.
Or is that... What's...
I said Ogerman. That's how I always read it on Facebook, even if it just says that. I don't know why. Every time I see your name, I'm like, Chose Ogerman. Chose, Chase.
He does bear resemblance to Keith Olbermann.
Is that what I'm doing? That's what my brain did?
Maybe your brain did that. He looks like Keith Olbermann, so you turned him into Chase Olbermann.
I don't know who Keith is.
Neither do
you
I.
You don't know who Keith is? Keith Olbermann's like, he's famous, man.
For what?
Keith.
Being on TV.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Classy Keith.
Anyway, Classy Keith. So it's National Podcast Day, and we got Chase here to celebrate it with us. And the funny thing about celebrating National Podcast Day is like, podcast is such a medium to be listened to at a later date.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, Sally was like, it's September 30th!
No.
Hold up.
Like,
where's
no,
the,
it's not.
It's September 30th. And then fucking it's National Podcast Day. You're supposed to listen and celebrate.
Right, and then they're going to listen to it tomorrow some other day. They should have a National Recording Day and then a National Podcast Day to listen to that recording.
Did you know podcasting started in 2004?
That's the first recorded podcast?
That's when like these people like came up with the idea for podcasting.
2004, so 10 years ago.
And then,
on this day, I take it?
Probably. That's probably why it's a National Podcast.
That's pretty cool. We're part of something, fellas.
You're celebrating
bigger than us.
The podcast is 10 years old, right?
And we're one.
We're one of them.
Yeah, no, we're 1 year old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I meant that. Weird. I thought you meant that we're like...
Our 52nd episode fell on National Podcast Day?
National Podcast.
We timed that well, fellas.
It's destiny. So we're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of podcasting. And the but iTunes didn't even launch like their iTunes podcast navigation, like where you can download podcasts.
Right, yeah. I've been listening back to old Nerdist episodes, and they talk a lot about
that. They didn't add their iTunes store, or their, I mean, iTunes, the podcasts on iTunes until 2005.
Oh, okay, so they're only a year late to the party. That's so, not too bad.
Since, like, think about it, relatively 2005, since people were downloading podcasts.
Yeah, I feel like it started booming in, like, 2008 and stuff like that. Like, because, like, 2007 is when, like, Nerdist, Kevin Smith, Adam Carolla, like, all those, like, started up.
2010 was a big year for him, too, because that's when Mark Maron and them started going, too.
Yeah.
And that's when the Smokestack Smoke Break was on.
Yeah, you guys were on that fucking wave, too. Yeah, we were. Sean S. has been a part of podcasting for so long in such intricate ways.
I've been downloading them forever, too.
Yeah, he turned me on to podcasting.
I just like listening to the radio. That's what podcasts always before, like when it first started, it was like, here's my radio shows that I listen to.
Yeah.
But I can just listen to them in my car later on.
And not be
on.
Interrupted. Like, you can pause it if you have to get out or some shit. That's what I love
I
about
would
it.
Fucking download episodes of the Randy Rhoads show, which we celebrated on this show one time. Oh, I deleted all my Randy Rhoads clips.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I was listening to that earlier, Bounce Your Boobies, when we opened Eric Brewer 3.
Bounce Your Titties?
Yeah, we opened the show with Bounce Your Boobies. It's a song.
I believe you.
And then we play radio clips from this woman's show, Randy Rhoads. Anyway, I used to be able to just download the Randy Rhoads show.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would burn, they would put it in each hour. And
I remember that. You used to give me podcasts on fucking compact
like a
discs.
CD. Yeah, like I would just like.
Like, here's three of them. Just listen away.
Burn a podcast to a CD and be rolling around in the car.
Yep.
And fucking, that's how I listen to radio shows.
You're the one friend that would get in my car, and we'd have three people like in the car with you, and then you'd be like, "Hey, dude, let's listen to this," and it'd be a conversation. So like, none of us could talk because we had to pay attention to what was happening on the radio. There's like five people in my car just sitting silently listening to this.
I don't think that ever happened
for sure on the way to practice,
but
all the time. I'd be like, "Hey, throw this in. It's really good."
I would listen to books on CD too, as well.
Yeah, I just got into books on tape not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. I would listen to Harry Potter ones. The dude does the voices. It is so magical.
He does the Harry Potter voices?
Yeah, he does like Hermione and all of them.
When I listened to Mick Foley's book about wrestling life, he would do the
good
voices
segue.
Of like he would do the voices of like Vince McMahon and Ric Flair and shit.
That's awesome.
Woo!
That was him, right? That was Mankind.
That was Mankind doing yeah, and Ric Flair. Oh God! I accidentally hit the fucking.
When did you start listening to podcasts, Bob?
After I saw the show Marin, I downloaded every podcast he had ever done.
Bobby was a late bloomer. He didn't even, like, when him and I recorded a podcast together back in the day.
He didn't know what they were.
No, he was like.
He thought you were just lying to him.
Yeah, he's like, where's this going? Like,
Sean really likes to talk. I don't think he's putting it up anywhere.
Yeah, he's just recording it for his own later fucking personal listening.
I wasn't even going to be the one that was doing it with him, but we were like, it just happened.
Yeah, it did just happen because me and Derek had talked about doing a podcast.
About wrestling?
No, or about life and sports, basically.
Life and sports, the Sean S. story.
And Derek wasn't home one day, and I was like, Bobby.
So you started it without him? Sorry, bro, you just weren't home.
No, I just wanted to test how recording ourselves
right
in the room.
And it was just gold, just electric. And,
yeah, we just recorded just the golden Smokestack Smoke Break, and it became episode one. And then when Derek got home.
Oh, yeah, the forgotten episode, which I did hear. I can't remember. I think you gave it to me.
We tried to record episode two.
I have it.
With Derek.
I heard the lost episode. I know I did.
Like, he was like, it just didn't work. It didn't gel. It didn't mesh.
And even back then, you were having guests on. You'd have guests on sometimes. You get under Red Sky.
Yeah, and we talked about Halloween. So this is all podcast gold in history.
Yeah.
And then we started doing this podcast. Now we're a part of history.
It's like we're interviewing ourselves.
It's National Podcast Day. We're celebrating.
Yeah.
And we're in the ambient green and blue purple lighting.
Yeah, they're Halloween lights. I got them last year. I put them up in my apartment, and I have a blue one and an orange one.
Can you imagine the comedians we got coming over?
I can. We've had them on the show, and I've seen them, too. I'm really stoked.
We have Chatty Cum Socks coming on.
Chatty Cum Socks. Oh, I forgot about that. Introduce him as Chatty Cum Socks.
I'm going to.
Everyone's going to be like, what does that mean?
I got to.
And then just leave him. Just let him explain it if he wants to.
I've been thinking of.
So, Chatty Cum Socks.
Yeah, basically, I'll be introing all the comedians.
Right.
And then they'll be coming out, and they'll be doing some comedy.
Oh, good.
And then we'll have music, too.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a premium podcast eventually.
Premium, yep.
That's what we want to make people pay.
Yeah, give us money.
To listen to it. It's going to be special.
It is. And you should come if you can, if you're in the area.
So what's Chase up to today?
When was the first podcast you listened to?
Actually, this one.
Uh-huh. Hey!
Not lying.
Oh, so, man, today's full of awesome.
Yes. Where did you hear a podcast at?
Yours?
No, just podcasts in general.
People talking about podcasts.
That's what happens when podcasts get spread around by people talking about podcasts.
There it is. It found its way.
Anyway, what have you? I don't really know much about Chase. I asked Paul. I said, "What are we interviewing Chase about?" And he said, "The man's an artist."
I'm an artist.
And I said, okay.
We've never had an artist on before, so I figured that we always go through like people's lives and talk about how they got to where they are and what they do. I thought it'd be cool to introduce that as well.
I don't even really know anything about Chase. I know,
this is going to be a solid interview.
Chase and I have probably had like maybe one conversation before.
Now it's two.
We're like
on national podcast.
If I were to put, a like stereotype on Chase, right?
Yeah,
he would be the quintessential hipster to me.
Oh wow, this is a really good way to start off this.
If I was gonna,
I'm gonna insult you real quick.
If I was gonna be
welcome
like,
to the show, Chase.
If I was gonna be like, if somebody was like, do you know any hipsters? I'd be like, oh, I know that guy, Chase.
Let me go get my boat shoes.
There you go.
So what makes you not a hipster, though?
Oh, guys, now claw your way out of this bag I put you in. Here's your box, now fight out of it. Break the mold, buddy.
Where's the bell?
It's right here.
There you go, good job.
I gave myself my first bell. Yeah. Podcast.
What? Was that a real question?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It definitely was.
Everybody's looking at you waiting for a response.
I just like old stuff, man.
You're like,
but not ironically, and I feel like that's what makes a hipster a hipster. They like things ironically.
I don't know. See, the thing is, I don't know anything.
So you're just using the term blindly.
I'm just going off of like glasses and a beard.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's got a flannel, glasses, and a beard. So yeah, he's a hipster for sure.
That's all I'm going off.
Or he could be a fucking lumberjack.
Lumberjack that can't see.
So wait, what do you do for?
There's safety goggles for when you cut wood.
That's funny. So what do you do?
Couple wood chips in the eye once.
What do you do when? What do you do in your fun time? I mean, in your artist time.
Artist time? I mean, draw.
Uh huh.
All time. Paint.
Awesome.
Watercolors.
Well, we're going to take a fucking break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to listen to your entire life story. Oh, God. What did I do?
Nothing. I got a tweet.
Hey Bob, I became a hipster a couple months ago. You know how I did that? I bought a turntable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took. I bought a turntable. You know where I got that turntable?
The internet?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too. By going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon, are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the banner.
Makes it go like this.
Are you sure it's all right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the it needs to it needs to just be spun all the way around until it's tight up against the little ringy thing that's got edges around it. That probably needs to be screwed up more, and then the other part needs to be screwed all the way down up to it. Are you guys following me?
Technical podcasting.
Welcome back to the Mouse and Letter Meet Me My Brain Shows, episode 52. I'm Sean Ass.
Fall Wolf.
Bobby.
And then Chase is here. How you doing? So Chase is an artist, right?
Yeah.
Where did you start being art?
You just start being art?
I'm my own muse.
Well, he's not a hipster. It's art.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I learned in the first segment.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad he took
We're going to, every week now, we're going to do like, what did I
learn? Is it art or hipster?
Is it art?
I thought that was a new segment.
Anyway, no, for real.
It depends on if it's adult finger painting or not.
That's
nice.
Where are you from?
Cuyahoga Falls.
That's where, dad-ish area?
Yeah.
Where were you born at? What hospital?
Akron City.
What did you weigh when you were born?
6 ounces.
Wow, you know a lot about yourself.
So, like, what did you do as a young infant?
Young infant?
Yeah, just cry,
shit,
stuff like that.
A lot. Ate.
Shit.
No bowling.
My mom fed me.
No, so.
Pretty lax life.
So then, what were you doing as a kid? Let's say 5 to 10.
Yeah, when did your RT start coming through?
Probably like 6th grade.
And then you're doing.
That's when I noticed.
What were you doing? That's when you noticed the ability, like
just all these drawings over his walls. I'm not too bad. When he's 12.
That's when, like, you know, you have like classmates going, "Oh, draw me a picture."
It because they saw what you could do.
Were you charging for it?
Hell no.
Really? Yeah. I wrote this 2-page story one time about this octopus that lived under this dude's porch, kind of like the dog in Sandlot, and I was charging 50 cents every book.
In school?
Yeah, and then I got caught, and I had to pay all the money back, and a lot of people were disappointed in the money.
I could
lick
my elbow in school, which was supposed to be impossible, about 6th grade, and I would charge 50 cents for people to watch.
I just got robbed.
Yeah,
you guys,
we were businessmen at a young age.
Hustlers in the building.
Yeah, I didn't do well, though, so.
So you, before you noticed you were drawing specialist. Okay.
Special dust. Special dust.
I was smoking it.
What kind of
special dust? Draw. 6th grade.
What kind of stuff were you into then as a kid? Were you like, were you into sports, playing football,
or mostly drawing pictures?
So you were already drawing. You were just drawing pictures the whole time.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
You didn't. What? Like, where were you into then? What were you drawing pictures of?
Band logos.
Uh-huh. So it was all music then?
Yeah.
That was the inspiration center?
I guess,
It wasn't. You weren't like I'm a watch football every Sunday guy?
No, draw Broncos logos.
No, you weren't drawing Broncos logos. You were drawing, Metallica logos?
Yeah.
That was it?
Led Zeppelin. I don't like them anymore, though.
No.
That's terrible.
I never liked Led Zeppelin. Their singer always bothered me. It was always fucking like a real
lady.
So anyway, you were already into like rock music by this point then.
Yeah.
Is that from your parents?
Yeah.
What was up with what was up with your parents? Were they together?
No.
No. So you were hanging out with mom and kicking it to Metallica.
Not Metallica.
And drawing band logos.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much.
That's what's up.
I mean, my mom listened to, like, ELO and stuff, but not Metallica.
And then, so you started drawing, that's where you started doodling first, then?
Yeah, I mean, I know that I drew before that, but that's when I
started getting kind of like serious about it.
Drew stuff that I wanted to do.
Did you always have like your book covers?
Yeah.
Did you do your book cover and then like draw it out? Do people, yeah. do kids still have book covers or they all just feel like
they just download
nowadays?
It to their fucking iPads
they
probably.
Download, they download the book cover.
They just put different covers on their phone for which book they're reading.
It's a hologram. It just fucking surrounds it. Yeah, and they can just put whatever they want on it at all times.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, we got to be getting close to like a lot of schools just going straight to like iPads and stuff like that because I mean, it's way more cost effective than to print books.
And not have to worry about it for computers either.
Yeah, exactly. And they could always get the fee for the download anyway, so you could never like resell them back or anything
like
that.
Like they'll walk in and their desk will just have an iPad right in
built into it. Yeah, I mean, there's like digital chalkboards already.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy.
So anyway, back to you didn't have a digital chalkboard as a kid, did
but you were drawing on a regular one. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. So when you were what got you into like drawing stuff? Were you drawing comics? Were you drawing that sort of thing or at all?
Mostly like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Monsters.
Were you just like drawing things that you saw or were you actually like coming up with your own?
He saw dinosaurs and monsters.
Well, I mean, but you can. No, there can be reference shit though. He can look at a picture of a dinosaur and then draw it or trace it. Or is he just like actually going at it from fucking like, I'm thinking of this and then draws that?
Okay.
God damn, yeah. I was watching Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
There you see.
Yeah.
You saw dinosaurs and monsters. I'm the asshole.
You made it sound like he's just like, well, you draw like what you know in your life. You know, like dinosaurs and monsters.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know if it was like a fantasy aspect or something, because like a lot of the stuff that I see you draw now is like traditional stuff, like wolves, the ladies, a lot of shit like that. So I wondered if you like came from like, because being a little kid too, you're way more imaginative and stuff. And not only that, I figured you're kind of going for a style now. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would draw shit that I would make up in my head. You know, weird stuff. And then, like, you know, graffiti stuff.
Mm-hmm. Were you tagging?
No.
Never. You never were tagging?
But you drew tags?
I would draw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I saw it and thought it looked cool at the time.
You like band logos and stuff, and you were into music. I know you play guitar. When did you start playing guitar?
Fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, even further back.
Which did you always feel better at, like drawing or guitar?
Drawing, for sure.
Did you ever like play in any bands or anything?
No. Just kind of diddled around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play left-handed?
Yes.
And upside down, right?
Yes.
What was that like?
I don't know.
I mean, like,
I can't play regular. It's like,
it's just the way you picked up the guitar the first time.
Yeah, it was right-handed guitar, and you started playing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, were you listening to songs and learning them? Were you writing your own stuff? Like,
I can't like read tabs or anything, so I try and pick it up by ear and play it. But like mostly just like, you know, if I'm listening to Pink Floyd, like just trying to play along with it.
Gotcha. So you try to find a key and then kind of just jam around in it.
Yep. Do you have a vinyl player?
Yes. That goes along
with, what does that mean?
Yeah, sounds like my assumptions were correct.
That goes along with me being a hipster. But
I became a hipster because I bought a vinyl player, and that was how I equated it. Because I bought a vinyl player.
I just like how we're talking about him playing left-handed guitar backwards, and you're like, you got a vinyl player? And you're like, yeah. You're like, mm. You just kind of shook your head, like, agreeing. He's like, thought so.
like I already knew the answer to that question before I asked it. So you were drawing, and then you're into high school. Did you have, like, a plan for this drawing thing?
No.
What's your plan right now for the drawing thing?
Tattooing.
Yeah, I was about to say, have you been tattooing?
Yeah.
So
wait. Before we get into that, what was your plan then? Like, what?
That's what I meant.
By the time I was 15,
that was my next question. Paul.
By the time I was 15, I like hung out with people that were 18 or mm-hmm. that were able to get tattoos,
mm-hmm.
and then I would start getting asked, you know, hey, draw this up for me, and then I would go, you know, with them, and they would go get a tattoo, mm-hmm. and I'd watch them get it tattooed. At terrible tattoo shops.
Mm-hmm.
Of your drawings.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And did they look good?
Yeah, they look pretty decent. And I thought they were cool just because it was a tattoo and it was my drawing.
Yeah, so that was your like, little bias.
But that was like your first idea where you were like, "How? Why can't I just be the person to draw something and put it on somebody?"
Yeah.
So would you like start pursuing tattooing?
Probably like 18, I was jumping around trying to get apprenticeships.
What was that like? Like, how'd you, like, where'd you go at first to get an apprenticeship? Did you get turned down at all?
Yeah, I got turned down a lot because I didn't have tattoos because I was just like a broke kid, you know, and I don't have money to get tattoos. So just like going to different shops, Custom Culture was the first one that I ever even like walked into. Went in there and watched them tattooed, asked them for an apprenticeship, got shut down because I don't have any tattoos. That kind of thing. Just kind of being shunned on because I wasn't one of the tattooers.
That's crazy. I never even thought about that. Like someone walking into a shop without any tattoos and be like, "Hey, I want a tattoo." And they're like, "What? Why?" Because I feel like an apprenticeship, like you kind of have to be in with the place to even get it
right.
to begin with. Like you kind of have to have like,
yeah, I don't know anything about that world. That's gotta be like you got, if you're like the kid who gets tattooed all there all the time,
that's typically the way it works.
The person that comes in.
I just wanted to do it.
You just, yeah. So you go with your resume.
Yeah.
You know, some pictures and stuff like that.
Drew pictures, took it in.
And we're like, "Hey, I want a tattoo." No, like, we're not going to teach you.
Right.
That's how tattooing world works.
Yes, it does. It's a hard thing to get into.
So let's start back in, like, high school. How were you in school?
How was I in school?
Like, were you a bad kid?
I wasn't.
Quiet?
I was a
quiet
kid.
You seem like you were quiet, probably read books about dinosaurs and monsters.
Actually, how'd you know?
No reading. I did well in high school, but I also smoked a lot of weed, probably at too young of an age, just, you know, kind of partied myself out by the time I was 16 years old.
You were, what do you mean, like you were on, were you doing other drugs?
Oh, yeah.
So you were just fucking went crazy?
I went crazy at a young age, hanging out with the older crowd.
So what happened at like 16?
16, I was just like, I was starting to get like really bad anxiety from smoking weed and stuff. And by that time, like, you know, I'm not in the high school at all anymore. So then just trying to find a job.
So you, where did, you like, were, is that when you started just going to drinking? I mean, you said you were doing like other drugs up until like, was it that like 16 is when you fucking changed your mind on everything?
I mean, yeah.
And then you're gonna start pursuing the art dream.
Yeah.
And then
pretty much
he became Chase the Artist.
Chase the Artist. I was gonna be Chase the Cook, but that sucks.
Like culinary cook?
I was trying to.
Really?
Without, like, going to school for it. Just, like, learning from people.
I worked. So, you graduated high school? Or no, did you just dropped out?
Yep.
And then, so, and you were like, how, you just were like, I'm going to become a cook.
Yeah.
This is the trade I'm going to learn.
That's, I mean, that's.
That's a pretty fascinating trade. I would want to become a cook.
It was like.
I mean, I am a store manager of a restaurant, so I guess I am a cook.
Kind of. I mean, in a way. Yeah, but I mean, you also run.
I'm a fucking culinary expert.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely say that. Kitchen. That's, yeah, that's for sure.
I run my own motherfucking kitchen, bitch.
So, where'd you get your first apprenticeship at?
Or your We're talking about with culinary school.
Okay, so going on culinary? My bad.
Yeah, you started learning how to cook from people.
Yeah, I mean, like, between, like, 17 to 20. And there, I was just, like, working at places, mostly, like, I can't even think of the name of them.
What, restaurants, like,
retirement
like,
homes.
Okay, you're and making Danbury? Retirement home food.
Like, Falls Village and Cardinal,
so
yeah.
What does retirement home food consist of?
Terrible.
That'd be, like, cafeteria
seasoning.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of, like, stuff?
To it.
Just you making water? And then
puree.
And then Jello,
pureed peas
and water,
beans and water.
So
saltless food.
you were learning that stuff. So yeah. You could run a soup kitchen right now if you wanted.
Absolutely.
You need a soup kitchen?
I don't know. I might
start a business where you tattoo people while they eat soup you made.
There you go. Yeah.
No, I honestly, if I need somebody, to cater something now, we can call Chase because he can just cook us a bunch of like veggie burgers and water like at school.
Yeah.
And fucking hook us up.
But it'll taste good because I was trying to make it taste good.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing next Sunday?
And then it's this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
I'll be here.
So what did you do after the piece? What after the first retirement home? Did you go to other ones?
Yeah, I went to another one. Uh-huh. I worked at a restaurant when I was 15 under the table, which was totally illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking there, so mm-hmm. that was a kind of another thing, like when I was, like drawing
experience
stuff and cooking chicken wings for people at 15. Mm. And then I quit there one day. I was just like.
Walk out
cooking chicken wings today
because
I was 15 and I didn't want to cook chicken wings.
Yeah,
I want to go see Blue Oyster Cult.
And that's what you did.
Yep.
So what did you do after the first culinary place is when you started getting into trying to tattoo, or was it around the same time?
I mean, it was all like going at the same time.
And then Paul's question would have came there.
Yeah, what's the place that you actually got into? How many tattoo places did you go?
I went to Custom Culture, I went to Arkham, I went to Skeleton Key, Good Life, went to all those places, and got shut down.
And then you went to?
Defiance and Kent.
Uh-huh.
And, what was the process of that?
I went in there, they totally didn't take me seriously. The one guy that doesn't work there anymore, I actually took his spot because he was a scumbag dude. He was like, yeah, we're not looking for an apprenticeship right now. Like after 3 hours of me sitting in the lobby, just like waiting for someone to talk to me. He was like, we're not looking at an apprentice. So I was like, okay, whatever. And like I had took my drawings in there and, left them there for the owner to see. But I don't know if he looked at them or not. But then I went back in after he took me outside and told me all that stuff. And was like, hey, I need to get my notebook back, because you guys aren't looking for an apprenticeship. And I think I was like, this was like 22.
How old are you now?
26.
Okay.
Maybe 21. Probably right when I turned 21. And he's like, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And he flipped through my book really quick and said, just, be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of all went from there.
And then you just went in tomorrow. And boom. And Defiance is like a hardcore place, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's like the hardcore spot.
It's a busy ass shop. We got voted number one in Kent like a shit ton of times.
I know, so it's like awesome. The spot where like if you're into hardcore, that's where you want to go get tattooed.
Not really, actually.
No. I thought it was like if you're into tear, you want to go get tattooed at Defiance.
No.
All these really preconceptions.
It's mostly 80% college students that we tattoo.
Yeah.
Like football players, girls.
But is it hardcore dudes who do it?
Not really.
No, there's no hardcore dudes. They're hipsters?
There's hipsters. Absolutely. There's one that works there.
That's
he's like, and it's me.
It's me. I have a record player.
It's a tattoo shop.
What was the first tattoo you ever did?
It was a shamrock on this lady's wrist, and I was terrified.
Did you never tattoo yourself?
I've tattooed myself. I have, like...
Before you did the shamrock, no?
Yeah, like, I had ordered, probably when I was, like, 19, I ordered, like, a kit, which was stupid because I didn't know what I was doing. And I tattooed myself. I tattooed my fiance Ashley's back.
Like a giant fucking gargoyle piece?
No, two little sparrows. They're not awful. They're just really faded because I didn't stretch the skin. But, I mean, they're there.
I mean, you gotta learn somehow, right? Yeah. You're not gonna know all the tricks right off the bat. I mean, it just sucks with tattoos because it's like, this is permanent. Thanks
well,
for
nowadays
me.
That you're getting good, you can just cover it up with something.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. Or redo them, you know?
Did you tattoo yourself a lot before you did your first tattoo?
No, I tattooed like a rose outline on my thigh.
Did it have a thorn?
It had no thorn.
Every rose has its thorns, though, I thought. Isn't that the song?
Not this one.
That was a mini thing.
Anyway. So then you did this shamrock on a lady.
I did a shamrock on a lady and I was terrified. It was actually, my boss was just like, listen, we're really busy. This dude didn't show up. You have to do this. And I did it. And I started tattooing customers.
And it come out good?
Yeah.
And then you were, and the person was happy?
Yeah.
They were like, this is my fucking favorite shamrock tattoo ever.
Yeah.
And then they took a picture of it in the mirror.
They were super happy.
They
I
got
was
your
super
phone
nervous.
Number and texted you later about it.
Yeah.
that's fucking beautiful, like, to think about. Like, you have, like, you're right there next to the campus, so you have people wandering down, and they're just like, I want two dolphins holding a rose, and then you're like, okay.
You're like, who doesn't have a thorn?
You throw it on their fucking tramp stamp, and then
Do they already have a tattoo? Or is that just what you refer to that area of the body as?
That's the area.
Okay.
So he throws it on the tramp stamp.
That girl's a nice tramp stamp, not even tattooed. So, I understand.
He puts it on the tramp stamp.
The spot between the dimples.
And they're like, this is my favorite tattoo ever. And fucking get to like take pictures in the mirror like on LA Ink and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you do?
Yeah. That's exactly what he does. He makes dreams come true.
I make dreams come true.
That's awesome.
I ruin people's lives, one or the other.
I'm pretty excited about all that.
I'm wondering, do you have to pay for an apprenticeship?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So
I mean, it was because probably I'm like some stranger walking in there. And
well, I've heard before that, like, I've heard that's the thing. I just never knew anyone that really did it. Like, I actually know someone that apprenticed, but I heard that they all cost money to do, and then you
like
work for free.
It's like getting into the mafia.
Right. I mean, I was...
Well, it's like an internship that you're like, but here's money first.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was like, you know, here's $1,200.
I mean, I guess it's like going to school.
Hopefully I can do this.
Oh, right on, yeah.
Hopefully I don't, like, you know, because apprenticeship's not just learning about tattooing. It's about, you know, wrestling people in the lobby and doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Wrestling people on a table, too. Like, have you had, like, squirmers?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like, how do you deal with something like that?
I mean, you just gotta kind of lay down the law and be like, listen, if you move, your tattoo's gonna be fucked up. And that's not my fault.
Yeah.
Do you have people walk out at all?
No, never.
No, I mean, like, on, like, a tattoo, like, they're like, I can't do it.
No. Awesome. I've never had. Good for you. I've always got them to get it. Even, like, I've had a girl that was literally stiff-arming me every time I went down to tattoo her ribs. And I was just like, you have to stop doing this. It would have been, like, a 15-minute tattoo, and it turned into an hour tattoo.
Holy shit.
That's a fucking thing you got to think about, that trait almost, is that you're altering somebody's body forever.
Yeah. I mean, at first it's nervous, then after a while you kind of, it just, that dies away and you're like, this person wants this.
That's one of the reasons why it's probably so hard to get into, because you can't let any J-Brone come off the street and fucking be like, yeah, I want to tattoo people.
Right.
You know, it's like kind of like, yeah, give us a bunch of money up front, and you're going to have to sit and put in some work to find out if you can pull this off.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't be a J-Brown.
Don't do it.
I don't know, Chase. This was good talking to you. You got something to say, Bob, before we wrap it up?
No.
Anyway, I would shake everybody's hand at the end of the interview. We're about to do some news. We're going to take a break and do some news. You going to stick around and do some news with us, or you going to take off?
I'm going to news it.
Awesome. News it or
I have
lose
about
it.
Five more beers of
oh man, we just got a name for that segment. Dude,
yeah.
News it or lose it.
As I'd say, Paul, please news it or lose it next week.
Yeah.
If I don't have news it or lose it next week, I will probably lose it.
Yeah, you'll lose it. You won't news it.
I will fucking news
it. That'll be the last segment. You just freak out on me.
I will news or lose
it. If there's no news, give me the noose.
There was a time when you would come and go. Now there's no time left to react. Just as it starts to heal, it comes a bitter end. You are already to leave my side.
Audiobooks. They read the books so you don't have to.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Why is this
get
podcast brought to you by? We already did that.
Download.
We already did the
in a 30-day free trial.
I'm talking over it anyways. It's ruined.
www.
Why are you floundering on this ship? Let's start again.
All right.
Hold on, no.
Podcast.
No, that didn't. That wasn't even an ad. I just
There's
did
over
this the entire time.
150,000
It's just me, honestly, talking over
iPhone,
you
Android,
the whole time.
Kindle,
MP3 player,
and even your MP3 player.
Audible.com
/ LWM. I'm ready to do some gosh dang news in this place. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. I got a new Huey Lewis record.
Did you?
No.
On vinyl?
Oh, I get it. That was good. Wow. You didn't catch that?
All right, so who starts it?
You do.
Huey Lewis, give me the news.
No, you just say Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis,
give me the news.
I got a bad case of reading you.
Oh, bad medicine is what I need. Whoa.
All right, glad we got that out of the way.
I got the first news story
good,
today.
Good, I don't have any.
So this...
It was a news ball.
The NFL, dude. We've been talking about the NFL a lot lately.
We have.
Because they've been in the wrong call business lately.
Okay.
That's what I want to say about the NFL. They've been in the wrong call business. We don't talk about like sports stories. This isn't a sports show. But we talk about the NFL a lot because it's in the news, it's current, it's topical, because they've been in the wrong call business a lot lately. They've been making the wrong call.
Yeah. About?
Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon.
Yes.
We've been talking about them a lot.
I know.
Okay.
So what's the new wrong call?
Man.
Uh-oh.
So they, on Sunday there was an NFL game with the Cardinals, right, were playing?
Yeah.
And the NFL player caught a scored a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
And he did a prayer.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Did they kick him out?
This.
What's up?
No God in this field.
And yeah, he went to the ground.
Yeah.
And did a Muslim prayer and got a penalty flag for it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
wait. Whoa. Wait. What happened to the Christian guy?
What's up?
Was there a Christian person that prayed too?
Yeah, Tebow used to do it all the time.
Did he ever get flagged?
No.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Tebow.
Ooh.
Yeah, so on Monday night, right, Hussein Abdullah, the Kansas City Chiefs, slid to the turf in the end zone and made the gesture of faith during the Chiefs' 41-14 victory of the New England Patriots, right?
Yeah.
He received an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Have you seen the picture? That's him. He just goes to the end zone.
That would have been awesome. There's like a flag floating down next to him.
He does that on the ground, right, and gets a flag, right?
Is that considered a dance?
According,
you're not allowed to dance,
according
right?
to Rule 12, Section 3, Article 1, players are prohibited from engaging in any celebrations or demonstrations while on the ground. So after a touchdown, you're not supposed to be allowed to go to the ground, which keeps people from doing like crazy shit where they like pretend a bomb goes off and fall to the ground or like get on the ground and be like, woo, and kick their legs and shit like that.
So
and
since he went down on the ground, he got flagged.
They threw a flag, yeah.
You can't do the worm in the NFL. All
right, so on Tuesday morning.
Imagine the dude's like, I fucking hate the worm. No, you know what? They're not allowed on the ground. How about that? Section 12.3, just put it in.
On Tuesday, it took till Tuesday morning before the NFL finally put out a statement saying that he should not have been penalized because the flag
and
is.
What day happened, Sunday?
Yeah.
Oof.
And they said that it should not
2 days.
Have,
imagine those meetings. So should we say that we fucked up? And no. Let it go. Let it go. Be proud of it. If you own it, they won't yell at you.
They released the info by a tweet, too. It wasn't like anybody went out and made a statement or anything.
That's how you make statements.
They were just like, oh, he shouldn't have. Or they shouldn't have flagged him for going to the ground for religious reasons. You're allowed to go to the ground for religious reasons, I guess.
Okay.
Which you should be. This guy got flagged anyway. And they took a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty. Fuck. 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty flag.
Okay.
For him doing this.
And did they lose the game?
No, they won.
Okay. Well, what if they would have lost? Then would they have turned that around and so they would have won because of that 15-yard penalty?
So, I don't know. Can you imagine how upset the Muslim world may be right now?
Probably really upset.
It's probably just replaying over and over and over on their TVs.
Hate them, hate them, hate them. Yeah, they just keep seeing the flag hit the ground. Just keep showing that over and over again on the news channels.
So what do you got today, Bob?
Oh, about that.
What's up?
I don't have any news.
You don't have any news? That's the only news story we got today?
Yep, flags on Muslims.
Oh, Ebola's in the United States.
Yeah, do you have anything on that? Because I saw that on Facebook, and who knows if you can believe that.
It's breaking news, so.
Texas.
I saw Bobby Baker share that, and he just put a frowny face. First Ebola death in years, and he's just like, frowny face.
A patient was diagnosed with Ebola in the United States for the first time. Until Tuesday, Ebola patients had only been treated in the U.S. after being diagnosed somewhere else. The patient was being treated in Dallas Hospital. One of its patients was being tested for Ebola. The patient was kept in isolation. Let's read the update. Update as of 6:08 p.m. Reported that the infected patient was traveling from Liberia and left on September 19th, arrived in the U.S. on September 28th, but had no symptoms of the disease on the time frame. On the 24th, the patient developed symptoms, sought care on the 26th, and on the 28th was admitted. So the guy went to Liberia and got Ebola.
And brought it back here.
And came back.
Motherfucker. He's patient zero. He's like that little monkey from Outbreak.
It's so diseases are spreading.
Ebola?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, does anyone know what Ebola does?
No. It eats
out your insides,
inside,
right? And you explode?
I don't know if you just like, that'd I don't know awesome. If you spontaneously combust.
Oh, that'd be so sweet. What or like that dude from X-Men when he starts like turning into the water mutant. He's like, the senator. You ever see X-Men?
The senator.
Yeah, the senator. They change him with Magneto grabs these two metal orbs and this thing starts spinning and then he like this like weird cloud of goo.
Is it the
clear.
Same guy from The Office?
Nope.
Not the same.
Sounds
not
like
the same
sounds
senator.
Like the Langoliers, but inside your body.
Uh huh.
Like.
What are those?
Stephen King, Langoliers.
Uh-huh. I don't know it. Not familiar.
Catching references with Sean Ast.
They're crazy.
Woo!
The first time.
What? Yeah.
Woo for Langoliers.
I got a reference for you, Paul.
But the queen runs to the top.
Is that a reference?
I am the queen.
That's
let me
quote.
Say it to you. Let me say it out loud. The queen of the crop.
Hey, Paul.
The queen.
What's on?
I am the queen. Yeah. The cream of the crop.
How many people do you think are going to be here during the Basement Comedy Show Sunday?
At least 10, because that's how many people are performing.
Mm-hmm. And then
11, because Chase will be here. And us. Well, Bob doesn't count because he's performing. So 13 mm-hmm. at least.
And then
that's on a bad day.
You did. What did you just do?
See, the three way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning.
I did math.
But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning.
And I'm punished.
Kurt Angle knows.
I'm punished for it.
He can't beat me, and he's not even going to try.
So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning.
This is my
at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning.
If we go 1-1, and then add 66 2/3%.
Look at that.
I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice.
Senior Joe,
oh God,
the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you
at sacrifice.
This first sacrifice always tricks me into thinking that it's the end of the shitty fucking bit, and then there's always that second part about Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
You got fresh ground coffee, and I love it at sacrifice. Isn't that how it goes?
So Chase was here.
He doesn't even know what Trader Joe's is. No. This dude knows nothing. Is this the WWE? When it's not, that's how he responds. He just starts screaming. Sean doesn't like change.
Amazing.
Or hipsters. Sorry, Chase.
That's what I was going to say. Chase was here.
Sean's a hipster.
Oh, and so was The Undertaker.
This is Chase's music.
You're not going to hit the second bell?
I was going to let Chase fucking... He left already.
Ah, the magic of podcasting.
So what did you think of... Chase is back.
Breaking.
Hey, Chase
is back in the dungeon.
What'd you think of the Muslim prayer?
I'm not a very religious person.
Mm.
I think religion...
But do you think he was terrible. Flagged for the wrong reasons?
The NFL in the wrong?
NFL's in making the bad call, dude.
I hate sports.
Mm.
It's a moral stance. Bad call or good call?
If they don't flag the Christian, but flag the Muslim...
What are they saying to little kids?
What are they saying to other nations?
Yeah, we hate you.
Yes,
it's Jesus or nothing. Get the fuck out.
I'm a very anti-racial person.
Mm.
So you don't like other races?
No.
You said anti-racial. So that...
Racist.
Ah,
sorry.
Gotcha.
It's a beer's talking.
Freudian slip, maybe. No, I'm kidding. Mm.
I think it's fucked up. I mean...
Okay.
Fuck Tebow.
So.
Fuck Tebow, there you go.
Fuck Tebow.
The wrong play that they had before was they should have flagged
him. What do you think about Ebola in the United States?
I hope I don't get it.
I hope Tebow gets it.
I know, dude.
People's blood, and I hope
what the fuck is going to happen? Like,
oh, my God, he's going to get it. Tattooing people.
Get Ebola.
Blood splashing gloves. In his eyes. That's what happens, right, when you tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
No. Just get a lot of blood in your eyes.
That's why he wears his glasses.
They call me old blood eyes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I want a heart with a dolphin jumping over. Talk to old blood eyes.
These guys are covered.
Can't see a damn thing, but he tattoos like a mastermind. Old blood eyes of myth and legend.
That's awesome.
That's what they'll call me when I'm 50.
Old blood eyes. That's what we're going to call you now.
It's been the Mousy Leather Meaty Be Blah Main Show. We got the I'm Sean Ass, Bob Wolf, Bob Combarda and shit.
And we got Chase here.
Chase was here.
Chase Ogerman.
This is episode 52.
I can't say your name. I always say Chose or Choose.
Keith Olbermann was here.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparda, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.